Today's Gospel reading is taken from the 9th chapter of Mark. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen, until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So all means white. And I wish I could say, like in the text here, and he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. Well, this thing is 20 years old, and there's been a lot of bleach applied, and you just get what you get. You know, you start looking, and there's wine stains all over, because if you've been a pastor for a while, a spill's going to happen. That's the reality. The worst spill I ever saw was when we were in Amazing Grace, and an assistant, she had a tray, and she tripped. And the whole tray, I mean, it was spectacular. It was a spectacular communal moment. But I wasn't by her, so I didn't get a lot of that. And then I realized, you know, is my butt brown? No, I said, because I realized if you've been sitting for 20 years talking with kids, you know, you're going to, that's just how, that's the reality. That's the reality, you know. This represents, it's supposed to represent simplicity. Alb means white. You know, but even simple things living on this earth, they get stained after a while and used and crinkled. So that's just my excuse for not ironing this thing. No, that's not really. I have another one that's newer, but this, I wanted to wear this one today because it just reminds me of where I've been. You know, where I've been. And the white reminds me of this scene. And there's two ways I think about this scene, this transfiguration. I think about from a disciple's perspective, and I think about from Jesus' perspective. So the first one is the disciple's perspective. You know, they're there, they've been following Jesus, and then this thing happens. This transfiguration happens. This moment where Jesus, his clothes are dazzling white. A lot of scholars would say this is a preview. You know, it's like going to a film, you know, movies, and you see a preview and you're watching, and there's one that just strikes you like, "Ooh, that looks good." Or, "That's too scary for me." Or, "I don't know, that's going to..." This is a... "That looks good." And I think from the disciples' perspective, well, it says there, they were terrified. "That's too scary." And maybe you've experienced that in your life at some point, where you're going along in life and then you have an encounter, whether that's a near-death experience or encountering some person that just, you realize after that conversation, "What just happened? What just happened?" And perhaps God spoke to you through that person the way that, like the disciples, blew your mind. That's the disciples' perspective. And that's kind of what you would expect in the story. And especially in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is moving along quickly and the disciples are following. And Jesus heals and does all kinds of wonderful, mysterious, magical things. And the question is, who is this guy? And then when they get a true glimpse of who this guy is, it can be terrifying. The choir sang the song, "In this very room, There's quite enough love for one like me. And as we were singing that, you can hear the song and the harmonies are beautiful, but in this very room, there is quite enough love for one like me. That's what this text points to. It was a mountaintop experience, but perhaps church can be and should be that for us, wherever we are in life, in this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. That's the second part of that song. It's love for all of us. That can be terrifying. Because all of us? That's one question. All of us? I can think of some people, maybe not, that I don't want to include in the all. But in this very room, there is enough love for all of us. That's kind of the disciples' perspective. Then there's the Jesus perspective. And, you know, Jesus, he turns dazzling white, his garments, and he's speaking to Elijah and Moses, whatever they looked like. I don't know how they knew it was Elijah and Moses, but they knew. These are the two biggies. Pick the two biggest people in our culture. I'm not going to say, don't say it out loud. It doesn't matter. But there they are, people from the past. The person who brought the law, the first prophet, Moses, and Elijah, who was the big prophet, who went up to heaven, carried up by chariots. Amazing. Big, big cornerstone people in the faith of Jesus, in the Jewish faith. And they're there. And Jesus is there and is conversing. And then when all that happens, that last part, this is the key. Again, it depends on how you hear it. This is how I hear it. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. I think Jesus was saying there the same thing as the disciples. What did just happen? What just happened to me? I mean, I am the Son of God. There was a voice that said that. I'm the beloved Son. I'm bringing love to the earth in this very room. It's me, Jesus is saying, for you, for the world. And I think he might have been a little overwhelmed as well on that mountaintop experience, because that's how I read it. I read it. Let's not speak of this to anyone until I get a better sense of it. Because later on in the gospel, as he's in Golgotha and he's just struggling, this thing that he has to do, and feels this sense, this path, and knows it's not going to go well. And he says, "Can you lift this, Lord? But not my will, thy will." In this very room, on the mountaintop, it's all the same. God's love for all of us. Pastor Beth is down with her dad. I know that at least Bruce and Barb and Beth, I'll just speak for the three of them, I know they know the melody of that song. I know they know the words. I know they believe that. In this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. I mean, it's a prayer. It's a prayer. And that's the hope. That's the hope. That's the hope that's in this preview of what resurrection means. That beyond our last death, even, in this very room, I can know that. I can know that. Beyond our last breath, in death. Because that's maybe where Bruce is right now. He's taking some of his last breaths. I know Mary, who was here and had to leave because she was struggling with some blood pressure, it sounds like. Mary Nelson, she knows that as she's dealing with cancer. She's so positive. It's I wish I could take some scoops and just keep them in my pockets as I need, or, you know, but she knows that in this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. She knows it to be true. And sometimes it's that simple, just to hear that tune, just to hear that tune. Choir, you know it. Sing it with me. In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough love, joy for all of us. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase the gloomy, any gloom. For Jesus, yes, Jesus is in this very room. I just love that song, because whether it's on a mountaintop with blazing white all over the place, or whether it's here in this moment, or right before your last breath, that's where Jesus is. That's the promise. That's the hope. That's the love we get. That's the grace we have. That's what it's all about. Amen.